WRJM 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJS 656 Sylvia, I read you loud and clear, but I lost you for a second, but you're back. Thank you.
Copy that. It's hard saying what that might be. It might be atmospheric. I know that we had some major solar flares over the weekend, and that could be part of the issues. It said it would interrupt radio communication for several days. So Jill had idea about utility failure hazards in the emergency handbook that we've been talking about. Are you prepared for a power outage? Did you have any suggestions that you'd like to share, Sylvia?
I just plug it in our bathroom. And if the power goes off, then this flashlight that's connected to after the plugs in, then the flashlight comes on if the power goes off, which means you can also grab the flashlight and walk around the house. So I just now looked it up online, Grace.
I appreciate that if you send me the link, Sylvia, that'd be great. Unfortunately, you've been breaking off in and out. You've been coming in and out. You're there for a second, and then you're not there for a second. So if you would send me that link, that would be great. Is there anything else, Sylvia?
Just switched back to Elk because it seemed like you might not be cutting out on Gilbert, but you were on Elk. So maybe am I cutting out here on Elk?
No, ma'am, you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, well, then I can hear you better on Gilbert, and you can hear me better on Elk. So I'm going to send you the link to that neat thing you can plug into any socket, and then if the power goes off, the flashlight comes on, and you can pick up the flashlight and carry it around with you until you get your head back together with a power outage if it's nighttime. Thank you. This is 656 Monitoring.
Copy that. Well, thank you for that wonderful information, Sylvia. I appreciate that. And then if you text that to me, I will text it to the other ladies as well. We appreciate your sharing. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So Jill and Sylvia had some really good suggestions about being prepared for power outage. Did you have any ideas you'd like to share this evening, Carol?
Well, excuse me. Gonna be interesting. What we have is we have crank radios with the flashlights, and we have crank flashlights, and plus other kinds of flashlights. We also people need to know how to shut off their gas. With a crescent wrench, and they need to keep the crescent wrench with the gas meter, I would, with a string through it and tie it to you if you have to. And to know which way on the gas meter, which way to turn it. those are the main things that we use.
Copy that. Well, that makes total sense to me. Thank you for that, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available?
Yes, this is Marcia, WQZA 709, and it was a beautiful day today.
Yes, it was. And to thank both of you ladies for sharing. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Timber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Well, hello, Karen and everybody. This is WRKV 487. I hear you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're loud and clear as well. So Jill and Sylvia and Carol had some really good ideas about being prepared for a power outage. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Well, one, I'm monitoring the hurricane, which is off subject for a second, but just sending out some heavy prayers to those getting hit in Florida today with not only the hurricane and floods, but tornadoes that has already confirmed killed many people. That it's, now the storm surge just came in. It hit landfall just a little bit ago, and it's flooding out pretty bad. People, it's not going to be nice, so let's pray for them. Break. As far as being prepared for power outages and whatnot, I was reading what, you know, Jill had sent in the book, and it's really good to know how to turn off your gas and unplug appliances that may be on fire or shorting out, and to turn off your breaker and pull out the main breaker switch things in there. It's good to know how to do that stuff. Always have lights and candles available. Watch out for the candles, but have light available at all times so you don't have to think about where they're at and what's going on. I like all of those ideas. I have nothing else to add other than, just be as prepared as you can, and I like what I'm hearing. Thank you. Back to Ned.
Well, thank you, Kimber. I have a suggestion as well. We have some hurricane lamps that you have the wick, and then if you need long-term light or something, and then when you're ready to go to bed, you just turn them down. So they're oil lamps, so it's something different than a candle and battery-operated. So just as another suggestion. Well, thank you for sharing that, Kimber. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
Hey, Karen, I was wondering if I could make a little announcement as well.
Sorry, Kimber, yes, go ahead, please.
Well, everybody can come on over to the AmeraNet if you want to on Sunday nights at 7 p.m., and also there's Emergency Net on Monday nights at 8 p.m. So the Amron one, Sunday nights at 7, we do a roll call. We do an intelligence brief and now the national bulletin, which gives really important news what's going on in the country and world. And then we do a Channel 3 check so everybody can practice the radio skills on Channel 3 simplex off the repeater, person to person. And it's really important to be able to do that and talk to each other and get to know who's in your area. Break. So once again, that's Sunday nights at 7 p.m. and then a similar net on Monday nights at 8 p.m., which is the Emergency Preparedness Net, basically for gathering people in the area to get together. And then the GMRS Amron Meet and Greet is coming up next weekend, October 19th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at Bob 572's house, and that is 5010 Leonard Road here in Grants Pass. And if anybody needs that information, I can repeat it. Thanks, Karen. Back to Ned.
Thank you, Kimber, very much. Appreciate all that information. And hopefully a lot of you ladies will be going to that GMRS gathering so we can actually hang around together. I know most of us know each other already, but if there's some new ones, we'd love to meet you all. Thanks, Kimber. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. You copy?
WROY 384 Diana.
Copy that. You're a little bit staticky, Diana, but you're coming in. So the ladies have been talking about things to do preparing for a power outage. Did you have any suggestions you'd like to share this evening?
Or they can be